I would like to ask you a question this morning, and the question is this. Are you in competition with Jesus Christ? Now, we would all like to say no to that question. And I believe that this is basically what John is saying in this text. He is telling us that if he is not increasing, Jesus is not increasing, but he is and we are not decreasing, then we are in competition with Jesus. And let me say to you, it is no competition for Jesus. It is no competition for Jesus. So I would like to go through this text and see what's taking place as we work through this text, and you will see how this is important, and there are three things that we must keep in mind always for him to increase and us to decrease. All right, so look at verse 22. And after these things, what's these things he's talking about? You remember Jesus was in Jerusalem, and Nicodemus came to him at night, and they had this conversation, and Jesus tells him, he says, Nicodemus, you need to be born again. And you remember the whole story. How can I enter into my mother's womb and be born again? Jesus was talking about the spiritual birth. And after that takes place, we don't know then and there if, in fact, Nicodemus gets saved or not. We don't know. But later we know that on two different occasions, the Bible mentions Nicodemus. One, he's in standing and defending Jesus. Secondly, he is at the tomb to take the body and prepare the body for burial. So we have to come to think that he did come to faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus moves on from that and he goes out into the Judean countryside. Now Jerusalem was part of the whole region of Judea. And he goes out to the countryside and he begins to baptize. Now John chapter 4 verse 2 says, though Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples did. So Jesus wasn't actually doing the baptism. He was presiding over the baptisms there. The disciples were actually doing the work of the baptizing. And so he goes there. Now, just a little ways over, somewhere halfway between the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea there somewhere, is this place where John was. Nobody really knows for sure, but he is in a different location, and he is baptizing. And then there's these disciples of his and the Jews, and they start having this dispute or this argument over purification. Now, let me just, without going into way deep into the Old Testament, the purification simply is talking about the ceremonial cleansing that was in the Old Testament. The Jews were adamant about that, all right? The strict Jews adhered to that, and they wanted to follow that. And here comes this man, John the Baptist, who's a wild man, and he is baptizing. There's this new, what they interpret, new form of purification. And now there's this other guy, Jesus, over there doing this. And the Jews are all worried about this. And so they're having this debate. And I think this is nothing more than John's disciples getting an opportunity to ask John about Jesus, because I believe they were jealous of Jesus. So look what they said. Now listen. They come, verse 26, and they came to John and said, Rabbi, this is why I believe it's his disciples, he who is with you, Jesus, beyond Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him. Now, that's a hyperbole there, right? Not everybody was, because there were still people being baptized there, so not everybody was coming to Jesus, but they were jealous, so they say, well, this guy over here, he's baptizing and everybody else is going over there. Don't we do that in Christianity sometimes? Sure we do. I'll answer it for you. You guys seem kind of somber today. Listen, we get out of here quicker if you participate. All right? You act like you're paying attention, shake your head every once in a while. Even if you're not, just amen. And a few amens and hallelujah, we're out of here. Okay? But if it's going to drag on, I'll make her go. I got till 2 o'clock. Man, you guys won't even laugh. I got three hankies because I knew I'd drop one. Okay. So anyhow, they're jealous. They're jealous of Jesus. Now this gives John the opportunity he's been waiting for, because now he gets to address and publicly tell them about Jesus Christ and how that they have to follow him. You got to believe in Jesus, guys. You got to believe in Jesus. And this is so important. John answered and he said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. Three things I believe that if we are going to increase, or he is going to increase and we're going to decrease, three things I believe have to happen. First of all, is we have to receive the truth. We have to receive the truth. He says right here, John says, listen, a man cannot receive anything unless it's been given to him from heaven. You remember the Holy Spirit was, or later in the Gospel of John, the Holy Spirit is coming to guide us in all truth. In all truth. People like to pick and choose truth, and whether they believe it's true or not. Someone has made the statement, truth is 90% perception. That's a false statement. Because the Bible tells us, your word, O Lord, is truth. Your word is truth. And so if you and I are going to decrease and Jesus Christ is going to increase, then we've got to receive the truth. We've got to stop fighting the Bible. Stop fighting the Bible. People will tell me, Pastor, I know what the Bible says, but I feel this way. Listen, you got a problem. You're not receiving the truth. And you're never going to decrease, and He is never going to increase when you are fighting the truth. You got to receive it. You've got to receive it. It always cracked me up. You go to the doctor, and you sit down, and you're sick, and the doctor says, well, tell me how you feel. And you tell him how he feels, and he says, well, what do you think? And you say, I don't know. You're the doctor, right? I mean, I'm paying you all this money for you to tell me what's wrong with me, not me tell you what I think's wrong with me, right? And the doctor says, okay, this is what's wrong with you, and he gives you a prescription. He says, go home and take this medicine. And you want to get better, so what do? You go home and take the medicine. Now, that's fine and dandy as long as that's what you have and that's the medicine for it. But we put more, listen to me, we put more faith in a human person. I don't know who made that pill. I don't know where it came from, but I want to get better, so I take that pill and I take him at his word. I receive him as if he has given me truth, and I take that medicine so I'll get better. Yet, we have the wonderful words of life right here in the book. And we argue and we bicker and we disagree with God and we wrestle with Him and we turn that page because we don't like it and we turn this page because we don't like it. And listen, you and I will never ever decrease and He will never increase in our lives until we learn to receive the truth.
Amen.
The truth. I mean, how many of you all, when you tell your child to do something, okay? I want you to go in there and clean your room. And I'm going to come back in an hour and I'm going to check on you. And the child goes in there to clean up the room. And you go and you come back and you open the door and the room's a mess. And the child meets you with a greet and says, oh, Dad, I love you. I remembered every word you said. And I rehearsed it. I even told other people what you told me about cleaning my room. But you didn't clean the room. Right? Now listen to me. Isn't that what we do in church? Oh, Lord, I've heard your word. I've memorized your word, but I didn't do what it says. But I love you, Lord. Really? Really? If He is going to increase in our lives and we are going to decrease, let me tell you, let me just tell you the honest God's truth. If He's not increasing in your life, you don't know what living is. I have people tell me, man, guys I went to school with, on Facebook, you know, man, we had a party last night. It was so great. That took me till noon to get up the next day. Man, I was so sick. It was great. I thought, you call that living? I mean, that's not living. That's not living, guys. You've bought into the deception of the devil. That truth doesn't matter. What happened in the garden? Eve, did God really say that if you eat this fruit, you'll die? Did He really say that? It's an attack on the truth. God told Adam, listen, when you eat the fruit of this tree, you will die. It will happen. It will happen. Truth is not objective. Truth is settled in heaven. Is that not what your word says? And if we're ever going to decrease and He is going to increase in our lives, we've got to receive truth. Secondly, I think we need to realize our role. In verse 28, He said, I've told you before, I am not the Christ. I'm not the Christ. Now, look up here with me. Everyone look here at me real quickly. If you're a Christian, you're not in charge. I'm not in charge. Jesus is in charge. These guys are looking at John like John's going to do something about it. What are you going to do? Everybody's coming to him and getting baptized. And Jesus and John says, listen, I've told you before, I'm not the Christ. I am not the Christ. As a matter of fact, he, Jesus, must increase, but I must decrease. In my mind, I have to get smaller and smaller, and he has to get larger and larger. But wait a minute, Pastor. I like to be in control. Anybody here with me? Oh, come on. Don't you all sit back there all sanctified. I'm not raising my hand like I'm not in control. Yes, you are. I mean, I like to be so in control. When I'm out eating dinner, the waitress sets my water on the left, and I'm so far to the right conservatively, I pick up my water. I don't even want my water on the left. Put it on the right. But I showed her I'm in control. Now, I'm not in control of anything, guys. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You and I cannot control anything. If you don't believe me, follow your kids around. You tell them, do something. You think they do it? No, they only do it when they hear your footsteps coming. And then they're like... We're not in control of anything. But we want to be. We want to tell God how everything goes in our lives and what we want to do in ministry, and if we could just do this, and if we could just do that, and we can have this and have that. Let me tell you something. You don't get to make those decisions. And we don't like that. You are not the Christ. I am not the Christ. There's one mediator between God and man. The man, Christ Jesus. The, for emphasis, the man. The only one, Jesus. And he has to increase. But he will not increase in our lives if we think that we're Jesus and we're the Christ. And we're always going around and correcting everybody and making sure that everybody is following the way it's supposed to go. Listen, do you think I'm so naive to believe that I stand up here and tell you all to do things and you all go home and do it? No, I don't. And furthermore, I would challenge you, if I ever tell you to do something, I would challenge you to search the Scriptures and make sure I'm telling you the truth. Amen. We have made, listen, here's what we've done, guys. We have humanized God and we have deified man. We have. In our society, we think more of man than we do of God. We want man to be impressed with us. We want people to think we're something. John says in his wild attire, breath smelling like locusts and honey. His hair probably is disheveled and probably got food hanging from his beard. And he says, I'm not the Christ. I'm not the Christ. You and I are not the Christ. The third thing, we must submit to His authority. Read with me in these following verses, because this is powerful, if you want it to be. Verse 31, He who comes from above is above all. That phrase above all actually has to do with authority. In Matthew 28 and 18, all power, that word power actually means authority. All authority has been given to me. Down here in verse number 35. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into His hand. He who's of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. Verse 31. He who comes from heaven is above all. He has authority. And what he has seen and heard, he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. He's speaking of the Jews. He came to his own, and his own received him not. Jesus said it himself in John chapter 3 and verse 11. Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. It's a matter of submitting to his authority. We make Christianity complicated. People struggle for 30 years trying to discover the will of God, then simply obeying God and putting one step in front of the other and trusting him. Listen, he says, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. If you believed in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have everlasting life. You are changed. And now you and I, we submit to His authority. He has all authority. And if He is going to increase and I am going to decrease, I must submit myself to His authority. But the flesh doesn't want it. The flesh doesn't want it. He who is of the earth is what? Earthly. He's fleshly. That's what John is saying. That's why you and I need Jesus. It's because we're fleshly. And if you think you're a super Christian, let me tell you, be careful, because pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall, the Bible says. Haughty spirit, I should say. Receive the truth. Recognize our role. And submit to His authority. That's how He increases and we decrease. Now let me give you a couple of illustrations. You want God to increase in your marriage? You've got to decrease in your marriage. You've got to stop making everything about you and start making everything about the Lord. You want to be a better Sunday school teacher? You want Him to increase in your ministry? You know what you need to do? You need to decrease yourself and start increasing. Start talking about Jesus more. You want to be a better employer? You think your employer is cheating you and doing you wrong? Let me tell you something. You, the Bible says, be a better employee than your employer is to you, and God will bless you. That is Jesus increasing. We live in such a narcissistic society where everybody has rights and everybody... Listen, you don't have rights. I don't have rights. If it weren't for the blood of Jesus Christ, we would die and go to hell. You don't want what you deserve. What we've got to get in this in our minds is, I am here as a result of Jesus Christ and His mercy and His grace, and He must increase and I must decrease. It's not about me getting my way. Many of our churches are filled today with entertainment. Man, we're going to have Star Wars. You know, I never forget somebody put on Facebook. I'm sorry. I still have flesh like you all. Somebody put on Facebook, you know, Ursula or Elsa. What's that Frozen thing called? Huh? Elsa? Who's Ursula? Oh, well, see, they might as well be sisters. But anyways, they said, come and see them at our church. Guess who showed up at our church? So-and-so. And I put, guess who showed up at our church? Jesus. Nobody responded, so I don't do that anymore. I don't argue on Facebook. No one's ever changed their mind because I made a post, right? Yeah. But guys, listen to me. Our churches, we've got to get back. We've got to get back. And I can't be concerned with any other church than this church right here. This is a church that God called me to pastor. And I'm not going to police everybody else's church. What they do in their churches between them and God. And we don't need to be talking about them. We don't need to be doing that. And I've done it before, and I'm sorry. I wish I wouldn't have. But let me tell you something. Jesus Christ needs to increase in this community. Amen. Do you know right now there's someone probably perhaps in this county right now overdosing as we speak? Do you know right now there are people right now who are on the verge of splitting up, husband and wife, in this county right now? In this county right now. Do you know that there is so much sin and debauchery going on? You know there are runaways in this county right now. Teenage girls and boys that have run away from home. And you know how evil the world is. They'll chew them up and spit them out. There's every sin imaginable happening in Scioto County. things that we are sheltered from that would cause us to cringe and just really, it would cause us to be paranoid if we knew it. What we need is we need Jesus Christ to increase and we need to decrease. We need to stop making a name for ourselves and start making a name for Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, every area of our lives, either Jesus will increase or I will increase. In my life, I have to decide, do I want Jesus to increase in this area of my life? I want to be a better husband, a better father, a better pastor, a better friend. Well, you know what? Jesus has to increase for that to happen in my life. And we've got to get back to receiving the truth, recognizing our role, and submitting to His authority. And until we do that, we'll wander around, heartache, the heartache, the heartache, the heartache, with no power, no strength, and no blessings. I don't know about you all. I'm tired of playing church. I'm tired of making people feel good and comfortable in their sin. I don't want to be mean, but I've just told someone I'm going to start telling people the truth, and if it hurts their feelings, I'm sorry, because coddling them is not going to help them. Some of us in this church need to grow up. It's time we grow up. It's time we get right with God. And we put Jesus Christ first, and we quit worrying about our petty little things going on in our lives, and nobody appreciates me, everybody hates me, I'm going to go eat worms. Get over that. Jesus died for you. Go ahead and eat worms if you want to, but get over it. Wake up. Do something beyond yourself. Get up. Get Jesus Christ the center of your life. Submit to His authority. And let Him be Lord of your life. He is good at being God. He doesn't need our help. Let's submit to Him. Let's submit to Him. And don't think, well, you know, He knows exactly where you are. Don't think He doesn't. It's not like Jesus is in heaven sitting there, you know, over orchestrating all the affairs of the world. And well, I didn't know, I didn't see that coming, Bill. You really shocked me. Jesus knows everything before it even happens.
Amen. Amen.
And we're not fooling anybody. Right? He must increase, but I must decrease. He must increase. That is our theme. Could you put that back up there for me? By the way, thank you, Dave. Dave made this for me. The older I get, the more computer illiterate I get. I'm sorry. But He made this for me. Thank you, Dave. He must become greater. We must become less. This is our theme for the whole year. The whole year. Now, let me ask you a question. Is He increasing in our lives of service and worship, in our family? Is He increasing in every area of our lives? If not, you're sinning, and I'm sinning. And guys, today's the day that we get it right with God. Today is the day. He must increase, but I must decrease. Would you join me for prayer?